Well, my first reaction was, what's all the hullabaloo about? It didn't strike me as anything new or shocking. We've been hearing for weeks that the thing they were worried about was this Christopher Steele dossier being part of the submission to the court. The problem with the memo is we don't know what's behind it. I've learned a long time ago that there are always two sides, and for some reason the committee only released the Republican version. They refused to release a Democratic rebuttal, although my friend Mark Warner, who's the vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, has read all the documents that went behind it and stated unequivocally that this memo is, I think he used the term, seriously misleading or something like that. So I'm going to wait and see what the rest of the facts are. But the way the committee handled this was really unfortunate in a number of ways, but the way that worries me as a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee is what they've done is signaled to the intelligence community, in this case the FBI, you can't trust Congress. And our whole oversight is based upon trust between us and the agencies to give us documents, to give us access to documents, and the understanding is that that won't be misused. We went through a process like this on the torture memo a few years ago. But in that case, we gave it to the CIA. They had months to review it. They came back with comments. We met with them. I met with them personally to listen. We changed the report based upon their input. And then when it was finally published, there was the majority version, there was a minority report, and the CIA provided a response. We have none of that context here. So for that reason, I don't think it's been a great service to the country.
The memo seems to hang its hat on the idea that there was sort of balancing evidence that should have been presented to the FISA court, right? That's, you know, would have tainted or at least raised new questions in the judge's mind. Yeah. About whether this warrant was warranted or not.
Well, the thing that they seem to hang it I can't even verify what they did show to the judge, because that's not what we have. I think it's very important for people to understand. What we have is a 2.5 or 3-page memo written by Republican staff members on a congressional committee. We don't have the underlying documents, but the heart of their case seems to be they didn't tell the judge that this information came from opposition research that was paid for by the Clinton campaign. And of course, everybody, I think most people know, this whole Christopher Steele investigation started with a Republican-funded effort. After the primaries, it was taken over by the Democratic Party. But the real question is not who paid for it, but is it accurate? But that's the heart of their complaint.
Will you get to see the rest of the docket or the warrant requests? Well, you said, you know, you want to learn the facts. Will you get to see what Senator Warner saw?
I should be able to as a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, again, unless we've spooked, that's the proper... And that's not the right word, is it, for an intelligence agency, unless we've scared them to the point where they're going to be reluctant to share the information. But I should be able to see it, and I'm going to. Typically, a FISA warrant request, FISA is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, special court that handles these matters. A typical request is 50 to 100 pages. We've got a 3-page summary. So I want to see what else is there to see whether this 3-page summary is accurate.
Someone tweeted out the idea that we're watching the Saturday Night Massacre happen before our eyes. Do you think that there's an orchestrated campaign to try to discredit the Mueller investigation?
Yes. I think this does look like part of it, although I was encouraged that Trey Gowdy, who is a leading Republican member of the House who led the Benghazi investigation, for example, today said he said this should not in any way affect the Mueller investigation, and it's important that it not do so. So I was encouraged that this isn't a totally partisan deal, but it seems clear that it's a kind of throwing sand in the air to distract from the fact that we've got an investigation that's being carried out in a professional way, not a lot of leaks by one of the people in the country of most unquestioned integrity, Republican appointed by a Republican President Bush as head of the FBI, no questions about his integrity or honesty. And I think this is an attempt to sort of derail that in some way. I certainly hope that the president doesn't take some action with regard to either Mr. Mueller or Rod Rosenstein, who has acted in a very straightforward and upright way. I think that would be unfortunate. It would really put the country into a crisis.
To follow up, does it concern you that there may be a coordination between the White House and the Republicans on the committee?
Well, that's a question that was raised at it's a very interesting set of questions within the committee. We've now seen the transcript where Chairman Nunes was asked, did you consult with the White House? He said, not that I know of. And then the question was, did your staff consult with the White House? And he said, I refuse to answer that question. Next question. Your time has expired. It raises a question of whether there was some kind of back and forth between this committee staff and the White House.
And we should be concerned about that because if it happens.
Well, if that's the case, it appears that the House is working with the White House in order to try to stifle an important investigation. That would be very disturbing.